This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mind, you can dial in toll free 855-453. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you'll find there, including the main feature, which allows you to create the content. When you find something online that you think's interesting, you want to share it with us, want to share it with other listeners, you just submit it there as show prep. Right over at freetalklive.com via our Reddit-based system. You do need a free Reddit account, and you link that account to your free Free Talk Live account. Makes it easy to submit content. And then other listeners can vote on what you've submitted. You can vote on what other listeners have submitted, and then we will find out what you think's interesting at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight in the studio, it's Ian here.
Chris.
And Mark.
Chris Cantwell joining us here on our third mic as our guest co-host. Expect Derek J. will be returning next week, so thank you for coming in and sitting in, Chris.
I'm so happy to do that.
We've got news and stuff to talk about here, too. We can also get back to, I was going to say something about Larkin Rose and your banning from the Free State Project, but let's get a little bit of info out here to you. There's a couple of stories. One of them is actually an update. Because I think we talked about this originally. Gary Harrington from CNSNews.com. Gary Harrington is the Oregon man who's been convicted of collecting rainwater and snow runoff on his rural property. Surrendered Wednesday morning. Excuse me, this is actually an old story.
It's a good thing they got that guy. I mean,
this is actually from a couple years ago. But anyway,
he thought it was new.
I remember the story, right? And I thought this was an update on it. I remember us talking about that, but I didn't remember him going to jail. It was one of those. I remember us reporting it as though it was still in the kind of the legal process.
But it's amazing that people might go to jail for rainwater.
30 days. He went to jail for 30 days.
That's all
in Medford, Oregon. Are you shocked? You think it? You
I mean, he was collecting rainwater, Ian. Yeah. How does this government let people get away with this in 2014? Raise taxes. We don't have enough room in the prisons anymore. The revolving door of the justice system makes me sick.
Obviously everybody who has land collects rainwater, right? I mean. You know, it soaks into the land. Look at all that rainwater you're collecting.
I'm sure it's written as it can't be collected in a man-made or placed basin of some sort.
I wonder about that because I have done what they call permaculture, right? On my property, we have sort of gullies and ditches designed to make water move more slowly through my fruit trees and berry bushes and these sorts of things. And, is this the collection of rainwater? We don't really have the problem with rainwater collection up here in New Hampshire. The stuff's just rolling off mountains, going into creeks, and that kind of thing here.
He says, I'm sacrificing my liberty so we can stand up as a country and stand for our liberty, he told a small crowd of people gathered outside of the Jackson County, Oregon jail. Several people held signs that showed support for Harrington as he was taken inside the jail. He was found guilty of breaking a 1925 law for having what the state water managers called 3 illegal reservoirs on his property. He was convicted of 9 misdemeanors, sentenced to 30 days in jail. And
one
fined,
for each water storage bin, of course.
And fined over $1,500 for collecting rainwater and snow runoff on his property. The Oregon Water Resources Department claims Harrington has been violating the state's water use law by diverting water from streams running into the Big Butte River. Harrington says he's not diverting the state's water, merely collecting rainwater and snow melt that falls or flows on his own property. He's vowed to continue to fight the penalty, stating the government has become big bullies and that, quote, from here on in, I'm going to fight it, unquote.
I'm also curious what when they say collecting rainwater, what do they mean? Do you think I am not going to release this water? Even if he collects the water, gives it to his cows, and the cows
they're gonna pee it.
Yeah. The water still flows.
Yeah, that's a great point.
He's only slowing the flow of water. Right. I mean, that's all he's doing.
It's ridiculous.
How much am I allowed to slow the? Because that's what I do with my horticulture stuff. Can I? I've made little ditches, and you know the water moves around back and forth rather than sort of straight down. How slowly can you cause the water to move?
I have been thinking about approaching the Keene City Council, actually, about passing a law here in Keene about collecting air. People just leave their windows and doors closed, you know, to try to keep their, I guess, their air conditioning in. It's greedy, it's selfish, and they shouldn't be allowed to collect air.
I love trolling the City Council. I think coming up with stuff like that is great. actually, I think somebody should propose banning alcohol sales and possession in Keene, because they banned synthetic drugs in Keene with like about a year ago in a 15-0 vote, which is technically illegal, but, you know, governments, they do whatever they want to do. In New Hampshire, it's not a home rule state, so the towns and cities are only supposed to do what they're legally authorized to do, and they're not authorized to make blanket prohibitions on things. But, you know, they did it anyway. So with the idea of being protecting the children, well, you know, children are getting hurt by alcohol on a regular basis in Keene, New Hampshire, and all around the world, so somebody should, with tongue firmly planted in cheek, I think, make the proposal to totally ban alcohol. The only problem is if it comes from Ian Freeman, they won't take it seriously. But if there was like some motherly looking person out there who brought it in front of them, I bet they'd assign it to a committee and they'd have a full hearing on it. And it would be very interesting to watch the city council members, many of whom actually drink alcohol, make all kinds of excuses.
Is it one of them an owner of a bar?
he used to be.
Okay.
They'd make all kinds of excuses as to why this. Whoa, we can't ban alcohol in Keene, but synthetic drugs, that's fine. I would be very entertained by that. I love trolling the system.
This sounds like a job for Minarchist Mike. I may have to pull him out and ask him to
that's
go
one
to
of your
the
characters.
Council. Yes.
So
I want small government, except for this issue that's really important to me.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Alcohol prohibition. I mean, it worked out pretty well the first time. I don't know why they ended it. I mean, got all that alcohol off the streets, and then they were just like, hey, let's get drunk again. Like, I don't understand it.
Share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The guy in this case, Harrington, says, quote, they've just gotten to be big bullies, and if you just lay over and die and give up, that just makes them bigger bullies, he said in an interview with CNS News. And I agree. You know, I totally agree. I think that the reason why we have nonsense like this and all kinds of laws and regulations and controls on our freedom is because, for the most part, Americans are fine with it.
Yeah, they just roll over and take it. Now, right. I wonder when he thinks that the government became big bullies is a curious thing to
probably
me.
Probably as soon as they picked on him for the water.
Yeah, exactly. I find this a lot, and this is something that like annoyed me about the Cliven Bundy situation out in Nevada, too, is that he thinks that the government has this role to play in everybody else's lives, and then as soon as they want to tell him not to go and send his cattle out onto some commons, that all of a sudden it's a big problem, and people only seem to care when it happens to them, and all too frequently not even then, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times that's exactly the case, but a lot of people do come to the ideas of liberty, and I mean, you know, the whole package, after they've come into contact with the government being unfair. So, I mean, that's one of the paths to liberty.
Well, I mean, it's not to say we wouldn't take them when they're ready to come sign up, you know, join the liberty movement. Not that there's any sign-up process, but
it doesn't show the most rigorous, you know, academic understanding of the ideas of liberty.
Well, that's what happened to me, frankly. I mean, I got arrested for a victimless crime, and my head went through the roof, and then I started studying for in the case, and I said, wow, this government doesn't much resemble this constitution that I was taught of at all, and it did like lead me down a larger path, and as opposed to becoming like a drunk driving activist, a very popular thing to fight for.
For me, I didn't have to get arrested. I knew the specter of arrest was out there. And when I was a teenager and my friends were trying to talk me into smoking marijuana for the first time, I was very, very afraid and paranoid about that because I knew what could happen, right? Like, I knew there was violence out there. But until I actually was ready to become a marijuana smoker, it never really confronted me in any meaningful way. Like, what does it mean? Oh, yeah, I knew about the SWAT teams and I knew about the war on drugs. drugs and I knew about all that, but I wasn't a drug user at that point, so it wasn't a concern to me. But once I became interested in cannabis, then I realized that this is a risky thing to do, and they're putting people in jail for this, and that's when I started to learn more about how terrible the war on drugs really was, and ultimately found out the government itself was a terrible, the state is a terrible idea. We'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Take control here on Free Talk Live. Maybe you think rainwater collection should be banned. We sure would love to hear from you. I don't think you exist, though. Free Talk Live.
One Little Joint Supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9424.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're you're invited to take control of the airwaves or just sit back and relax and listen to the show. It's up to you. We'll talk to you about whatever happens to be on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request. It will be approved, and you can talk about whatever you want to discuss. We're going to get back into your phone calls and thoughts on whatever you want. But first, I want to tell you about how to get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox. It is shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. Seriously good coffee, and you can get a free pound just by paying the shipping cost. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com to get signed up for their program. The first pound is free. Then you'll get an auto-ship of another pound after that. And you can actually adjust the frequency of the shipping of those deliveries, so it's completely customizable to your coffee drinking habits and preferences. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. And a BuzzBox is competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but they do something special that other coffee producers just they're not interested in, apparently. BuzzBox has set up a co-op, and they're allowing people around the world to buy into it. Plus, they're teaming up with Free Talk Live and World Vision to help finance microloans for people around the world living in very tough parts of the world to help them get a better life for themselves by, you know, getting themselves a hand up instead of a handout through a microloan. You can help us with that by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. All you have to do is order your favorite coffee, and every 10 Free Talk Live listeners that do that, one microloan to help somebody out.
Yeah, when you get the free pound of coffee, there's they have like two you can choose from. Mm-hmm. They're both great and they're both delicious. But after you get the two free ones, then after that there's a whole variety of different types.
So the
of
options
coffee.
Open up.
And gotcha. For the decaf drinkers out there, I've got to say they have this water decaffeinated process that many high-end coffees use, but not all of them do. That's what makes me feel better about it, because when your coffee's decaffeinated with water, you know, it's not as kind of scary as them using whatever chemicals they may use to decaffeinate it.
How do you decaffeinate coffee with water? I put water through coffee all the time, and then I end up drinking a bunch of caffeine in the process.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, we're going to get Michio Kaku on or something and figure this out.
Someone's
confusing.
Someone knows.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Rob's in Virginia and on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rob.
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm calling about the rain. In my jurisdiction, they charge me for the rainwater that falls on my land.
What? How does that happen?
They don't try to jail me for collecting it. They charge me because evidently there's some sort of governmental cost to dealing with the discharge of water. So regardless,
it's your social contract, buddy.
Hold on. How does that work exactly? How do they charge you? How do they know? How do they measure the rainwater that falls on your land? I mean, is there some sort of reporting device, or do they have a guy walk around reading rain gauges?
They just charge you by the square footage of your property and then the impervious surface. But, I mean, if you have a lake and all the water on your property drains onto that lake and stays right there, or if your whole property is, you know, one big giant slope that just runs right into the river, you pay the same amount.
It's the impervious part of the property. So if you have a building with, like, say, a large roof or something like that, they're taxing you extra, is my understanding of it. Is that right?
Right, but it doesn't take into account any measures that you might, if you just have the water running out into the street, going right into the sewer drain, there's no difference than if you impound it all and have it all managed. It's just another reason for a tax.
The excuse that they're using is that because of the impervious surface, that it's putting an extra strain on the drainage system.
So you get taxed more if you've got a concrete yard or something like that, is what you're saying?
Yeah, and so, like, that's the excuse they use. I'm not trying to give it any legitimacy.
I'm just trying
to
understand it. I mean, this is actually the first time I've ever heard of this. So, like, for instance, I hate grass. If I had torn out my my grass in my yard and paved it over with concrete, I'd have to pay more in taxes?
In this place, yeah.
And you said that's all of Virginia?
No, just in my locality. We do have we do have a special problem at our sewer system is about 100 years old, and the rainwater goes into the sewage system. So if you get a big rain, it overwhelms everything. We're having to pay hundreds of millions of dollars because of an EPA mandate. So it's sort of like stuff running downhill, if you will, from Washington.
Well, I mean, also, you weren't around for when, you know, 100 years ago when the sewer system was put in, and you didn't make any decisions as to how good or bad the sewer system was. So it's interesting that, you know, we have to pay for these things later.
Well, it was...
It was just hilarious, too. Go ahead, Cole. I'm sorry.
So it was state-of-the-art 100 years ago. But, you know, I mean, another place I used to live in, Virginia, we had all these federal mandates that came down. I was on one of the governing boards, and federal mandates came down for water quality. And we had a canal that diverted water out of the river to a water plant and then back into the river. And we had to spend $20 million to build a new plant because we were putting sticks and mud that came out of the river back in the river. I mean, this, when you have mandates from Washington, it's just crazy.
Well, yeah, because these people are so totally detached from what's going on in your community, and they're just like, hey, we're 535 guys, you know, however many number of miles away from here, that we think that we know what's best for everybody, so we're going to use violence and coercion to impose this upon you.
So how does the rainwater tax get collected? Is it part of the property taxes? Where's the bill come from?
Yeah, it's collected with your utilities. That's like the water and sewer service that you actually do receive. That you're paying for something that you actually get. You actually have to pay for what God sends onto your property.
But, amazing. Thank you, Rob, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. They can just tax anything.
Well, it's completely unreasonable. I mean, like, a farmer would use far more of the water, impound it for longer, than just somebody who happens to, you know, I'd love to have 11 wooded acres or whatever it is, and, you know, has this surface that water falls on, and you know, they get taxed for it. It makes no sense. It's completely unfair.
I'm gonna play devil's advocate here, and I'm going to say there's a method where this can make sense. It's just unfortunate that the government is monopolizing this service. I mean, if you're using the sewage system more than somebody else, I don't have a problem with you paying more for the usage. So if you have less impervious property on your land, right, if your land is more impervious, as in the rainwater goes down into the dirt, well, then you're making less use of the drainage system. If you're making more use of the drainage system, I don't have a problem with people paying more for the usage of the draining system. The problem I have is that the government has, you know, obviously created a drainage system that is not sufficient for the people in this area, and is now, because of their failure, they're charging more, whereas a market would step up.
So true, and it's true with like, you're from New York, so I mean, you're certainly familiar with the toll booths, the ridiculous prices that they charge. We saw the situation in London a few years ago where they started to lock down people. They started to charge ridiculous rates for people to come into the city. The idea being that the central planners have failed at creating roads that can handle the traffic that is demanded to be on those roads. And their solution, rather than fixing the roads, of course, is to, well, let's just increase the price and make it so people can't afford to come into the city anymore.
Exactly. I mean, New York City is absolutely out of control with the tolls, and I don't mind paying tolls, of course, but I don't have a problem with the usage fee, but I have a problem with the fact that I'm taxed and then I'm charged on top of it to use it. It's crazy.
Well, plus, don't they usually pitch a toll road with the idea that eventually the tolls will go away once the road's been paid for? That never happens. We're coming up here. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 10 ways you're making your life harder than it has to be.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the fields is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We can take your calls about whatever you want. Just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. We're going to go to Skype here in just a moment. We'll take your calls on Skype at username lrn.fm.
The North American Bitcoin Conference. This is the first Bitcoin conference that's going to be held in the Midwest ever. And I think it's going to probably be a very big event. At this point, obviously, we don't know exactly how many people are going to show up. With Bitcoin events, it tends to be at the door, because oftentimes people want to hold their Bitcoins until the very last moment to see what they're worth, that kind of thing. But it's shaping up to be quite an event. It's Chicago's McCormick Place South Building, July the 19th and 20th, coming up very, very soon. And all kinds of speakers are going to be there that are going to be worth seeing. Tony Gallippi from BitPay, Roger Ver, Bitcoin Jesus, is going to be there. Charlie Lee, the creator of Litecoin, Jeff Berwick, the dollar vigilante, is going to be there. Flip Filipowski of the Peace Action Network is going to be there. Peter Smith of Blockchain.info, Christina Gorlick of Cloud Hashing, Jeffrey Tucker of Liberty.me. It's a huge lineup. I was just looking at the speakers today, and I couldn't even begin to scrape the surface. They've got a huge lineup, and you're going to learn a lot about Bitcoins. You're going to meet a lot of contacts, people that are wanting to get into the Bitcoin economy. Those are the kind of folks that should be there. Anybody who's got a business in the Midwest that's thinking about taking Bitcoins, this would be a great place to learn how. I know that Tony Gallippi from BitPay will make it easy for you. It's BTCChicago.com, and you can pay in Bitcoin, obviously, to get your tickets. BTCChicago.com.
All right, continuing here, going right to your phone calls and thoughts, and then coming up, we'll share some of the 10 ways you're making your life harder than it has to be, according to ThoughtCatalog.com. First, Tara is on the line with us here. Tara, where are you calling from? You're calling us on Skype.
Hi, I'm calling from Austin, Texas.
Well, hi, Tara. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi, I just have a few questions about recording the police, and I know you're fairly experienced with this.
Yes, yes, I am, and Cantwell, I believe, is also likely pretty experienced.
I know a thing or two about cop blocking.
All right, go ahead.
Great. Well, this most recent Independence Day, as we like to call it, I encountered several, arrests and police pulling people over, and I wanted to record. However, I felt a little nervous for a number of reasons. I did have some incriminating substances with me, and I wasn't really willing to put myself out there. So what advice do you have for people who want to hold the police accountable?
Well, okay, so tell me a little more about your circumstance. So you're in Austin, Texas. Were you in Austin at the time? Were the substances you were talking about on your body? Were they in your car? Where was your car? Where were you? Give me a little more info.
Sure. So I was walking the streets just enjoying the night in Austin.
Were you alone?
Substances
Sorry
were
to interrupt.
With me.
Were you alone?
No.
Okay.
And I would just be walking and I would see the red and blue flashing lights and I decided, well, I better record some of this. But I also didn't want to get too involved because I knew that if I did, I would most certainly invoke a reaction from the police and possibly get myself into a lot of trouble, and wasn't sure if I was quite ready for that.
In which case, if you did get in an arrest situation by, let's say, an uppity cop who wanted to teach you a lesson for being a dratted cop blocker and holding him accountable for his actions, then he finds the substance on your person, that is going to make things worse for you. So,
oh, yes, it is.
I would say the right thing to do in that case would have been to what you did, which was not insert yourself into that situation. Unless, if you go out with the intention to do cop blocking, then a good idea would be to not have substances on you, so you would lessen the potential risk up front of what might happen. And there is a chance, as we've discussed many of times here on Free Talk Live, you never know what's going to occur when you record the police.
Well, you want to have people with you recording the police.
That helps, too.
That's not just a help. I mean, that's almost a mandatory, unless jail time is what you're looking for. If you're outside of New Hampshire, I don't recommend this kind of activism. Lots of people do it. I've met them. I think that they're brave and all that stuff, but, many of them have been to jail, too.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and concur that if you have anything illegal on you, you do not want to tangle with the police because they obviously have been known to say, shall we say, bend the rules from time to time. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're supposed to have certain criteria under which they search you, and sometimes they get a little loose with that. I can't claim to be too familiar with the police in Austin, Texas, but clearly if you are drawing the ire of police officers, they have a tendency to try to look for things to charge you with, and if you have something illegal on you, well, there's your invitation.
Well, and I can't say I've never cop blocked with substances in my pocket. I mean, I've certainly done it, but I'm also here in Keene, New Hampshire, where the police tend to be a little bit better with being recorded. They're more used to it here. They're not as upset by it as many police in certain jurisdictions who've never experienced it before. But yeah, better to be safe than sorry in general, unless you live here in New Hampshire. Then throw caution to the wind.
And I think you're probably a little bit more comfortable with the idea of going to jail than maybe your average
That's probably
American.
True. Yeah. I mean, once you get arrested a few times, it's not a big deal if it keeps happening.
Sure.
You get used to it. But yeah, I mean, ideally you shouldn't want to get arrested. You shouldn't, be arrested for recording the police, but that doesn't mean you won't be arrested because, again, they'll do whatever they want to do. And even if it turns out that the arrest was illegal, as it turned out with Carla Garrick, the president of the Free State Project recently, with her win of $57,000 in a court case.
$57,000, but after how many years?
After years. And with my win in Palmer, Massachusetts for $5,000 for them confiscating my video camera and arresting me, it's possible to turn it into something later on, but that doesn't stop the inconvenience of, you know, getting arrested, possibly missing work the next day, and who knows what other consequences could come. Because, you know, sometimes if you get arrested and your job is really finicky about things like that, they could fire you just based on the arrest, even though you weren't actually convicted. Oh, you're someone who's been arrested? Well, we don't want to associate with someone like that here at this place of business. So it can be risky and dangerous. But the good news is you live in Austin, and from what I understand, there's a fairly decent Liberty contingent down there in Austin. Do you network with those people at all, Tara?
Yeah, actually, I do. I'm actually a big part of a campaign here of a gentleman who's running for a Libertarian position for the state House. So I'm definitely involved with that circle, and I have the resources. I have the people who are willing to support me. I was just a little hesitant this past holiday, as I wasn't as prepared as I should have been.
It sounds like you've assessed your it sounds to me like you've completely assessed your situation right. You weren't prepared for it and you didn't do it, and that's, I think, the right choice to make in that circumstance. So prep up, you know, grab your smartphone, install Bambuser, Bambuser, make sure you get that app installed and up and running and tested, you know, try it out, make sure it works. That's an app that'll allow you to stream video to the internet. It also records it to your phone at the same time, so you got the stream to the internet and a hard copy on the phone. In case your phone is confiscated, it should still be online. It's a very handy piece of software. Also, grab a camcorder. You know, get that ready to roll. Charge up the batteries.
Sure, I
was just going to say, and also call your friends. You know, call your buddies there in the Austin area and say, hey, I'd like to go out on Saturday night or Friday night, whenever is a good night for the police to be harassing people. You know, make some plans, set a time, set a place to meet, carpool out, and hit the streets, and then I think you're going to have a much better experience.
Yeah, sure. Thanks a lot. I do appreciate that, because I'm definitely looking forward to doing here in Austin.
Great. Anything else you want to share tonight?
I think that's all.
All right. Thanks for the call, Tara. Appreciate hearing from you. 855 450 free.
Yeah, I think cop blocking, or whether it's, I guess, in
cop
Austin,
watch,
it'd probably
too.
Be peaceful streets or whatever. It's something that I recommend people be prepared for before they go ahead and do it, especially if they haven't done it before. I mean, it's an experience that can be scary. The police will confront you and threaten you. And
oh, yeah.
You have to really be prepared for it. So if you have something nagging in the back of your head, like a bag of weed in your pocket, I mean, that'll not only subject you to arrest possibly, but it's also going to throw you off your game of being confident and able to stand up to the bully.
Right, because you know you can't push it as far as you might otherwise be able to push it.
Exactly. Right? It's important for you to have that confidence when you're dealing with the police, because they smell fear on you and they will take advantage of it.
Yeah, and I'm glad you also mentioned other people, like going out with somebody who has done it before could be useful. I mean, having just a bunch of newbies is better than being alone, but having somebody who's done cop blocking, has recorded the police before with you to help kind of show you the ropes, that could also be invaluable. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number you can share your experience with recording police or whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes? Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you on the website. Go there. We've got, of course, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel. You can go to youtube.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to it. For those of you who might want to watch the video version of the show, you can do it live at cam.freetalklive.com anytime during our live show, which is 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week. But later on, if you want to watch the video version of the program, you can go to youtube.freetalklive.com. Almost every show for the last few months has been posted up to the YouTube channel. There's every now and then we'll have a technical difficulty that will prevent that. Of course, you can always go grab the audio version of the show anytime over at freetalklive.com. But again, the YouTube channel, it's another way for you to get Free Talk Live. You can also download the shows, edit them, do whatever you want with them. I don't care. Make your own videos out of them. Find embarrassing pictures, you know, freeze frames of faces we're making while we're talking. You know, have fun with it. YouTube.freetalklive.com as we go to your calls and thoughts. David in California, you're on with Ian, Chris, and Mark. Hello, David.
Yeah, hey, y'all. I heard some discussion about the Bitcoin conference coming up. And the I'm very into alternative currencies. I'm a big fan of Ralph Nader, and he's been talking about time dollars and all sorts of different things for years. But the thing that kind of bugs me about the way that I think you were mentioning that people don't do their transactions until the end of the day because they are kind of looking for some knowledge of where the fixed price is going to end up at the end of the day?
No, that's not what Mark was saying.
No, it's really about, so Bitcoin's been volatile. It can go, I don't know where it's going to be next week. It could be worth $100 more. It could be worth $100 less.
Right.
And so what people try to do is to try to minimize what they perceive as a loss by spending fewer Bitcoins, because they think that maybe it's going to go up by, you know, a week and a half from now or whatever it is.
But what you were talking about, Mark, wasn't that they were waiting till the end of the day.
They're not waiting
till
the end of the day.
You were giving an example of a convention that was happening a few weeks down the road and saying that rather than someone buying a month in advance or 2 months in advance, they're hoping their Bitcoins will become worth more and waiting until the actual event to buy their tickets. That's what you were saying, correct?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Which, of course, doesn't make sense because they could go down, right? Like, you know, it's just a gamble. Them not
right.
buying a big, if they're going to buy their tickets a month in advance, buying them then versus waiting a month, it's just a gamble. Maybe they'll go up, maybe they won't.
Yeah, the whole thing with Bitcoin, I mean, it's such a volatile market and it's extraordinarily difficult, if not impossible, to predict. I mean, it's emerging and we don't know exactly what's happening, and there's mass psychology involved in really any kind of investment and that sort of thing. But I guess if you part with it at the moment of entry, then you have the the confidence of knowing that you got exactly what you paid for. I know I paid for things in Bitcoin and then watched the price double in the evening that I spent the Bitcoin, which drove me crazy.
Well, where I was going to go with this, historically, if you look at alternative currencies, because almost every famous nation and section of the world has gone through these alternative currencies, and the speculators are usually the reason why the currency failed. Because if you were to look at it, if you were just a farmer, right, and you wanted to loyally pay for, you know, like the continental dollars, those were very speculative. When it looked like the British were going to win, the continental dollar wasn't worth a thing, and that's why George Washington was freezing at Valley Forge. But then when George Washington won, then all of a sudden the value of the continental dollar rose again. So if you were to look at it, as if you were a farmer and the only thing that you had going for you was whether or not you had floods, droughts, blights on your crops, you couldn't take any risks of fluctuating currencies. You had to have stability. And so when you have people that are speculators, they are the reason usually why the currency fails, because you want your bread and butter transactions to happen, but when those are constantly wildly fluctuating, then you can't plan a budget.
The reason currencies like the continental fail is because they're government-issued fiat currencies. You know, the Bitcoin, the continental was being inflated, and that was made worse when the British started sending over counterfeit continentals, and that was an effort to disrupt the American war effort against the British, that they were like, well, we'll screw with their currency, because, of course, the currency racket is more central to governments than a lot of people would like to let on to. So that's why the currencies fail, because there's more and more currency. We don't see that in Bitcoin. There's going to be, I think, a maximum of 21 or 22 million Bitcoins in circulation for all of eternity.
And there's no inflation, but the other thing about Bitcoin is this, there's a huge amount of innovation in the marketplace around websites that are taking in. They're offering all kinds of different services around Bitcoin. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's some kind of leveling service, and I believe BitPay actually does do, to some extent, a leveling service for businesses when they do their transactions. So, you know, businesses can accept Bitcoin, and people can spend them, but the businesses don't take the risk that you're referring to.
David, before you go on, Mark, it bothers me when you say there's no inflation. That's not true. There's a set inflation rate.
There's no government inflation. I'm sorry.
Okay, so yes, there is inflation with Bitcoin. It will continue to inflate until they get to 21 million of the Bitcoins. Then it will stop. At least that's the plan.
But unless 51% of the miners decide differently, I think that's pretty unlikely.
Isn't it true that right now there's one company that can control 51% of the mining, and that they voluntarily gave up 3 to 4% just so they wouldn't be able to be claimed to do
something like
51%?
That.
So there's some concerns there.
Yeah,
I
agree.
Yeah.
Well, if you're, one of my complaints about Bitcoin has sort of been that it would seem to me that it's manipulatable because of the, if you will, the small size of it, right? So there's going to be 21 million Bitcoins in circulation. I don't know how many there are now. I wouldn't be surprised to find out that a lot of these fluctuations were being caused by an entity like the Federal Reserve buying up and selling Bitcoins in order to drive us all nuts.
David,
well,
go ahead.
And again, the stability, if you wanted to, if you were just a small businessman and you really liked the idea of it, and you wanted to set a 5-year budget plan, but then all of a sudden there's this wild speculation, you can't hang to your budget. So that's the that's why those alternative currencies have had trouble in the past. And if there's some way that it could be kept stable, then people can keep to their budget. That's the,
Yeah, I know where you're coming from there, David. For instance, you can't budget to pay a staff member in Bitcoin a certain amount of Bitcoin every month because it varies too widely. But you can still tag the Bitcoin amount that you're paying to the U.S. dollar and say, I will pay you $500 a week or whatever in Bitcoin. And then it's fine. Then you just change the amount of Bitcoin that you pay every week. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Right. When you think about the North American Bitcoin Conference, currently, tickets are $100 for the event. If they would have pegged their price to Bitcoin, let's charge 0.1 Bitcoins for the event.
About 60 something bucks.
Whatever. I'm just coming up with a number. When they started it off, and then we'll move it up to, 0.25, 0.125 by, the end of the event or whatever. So they, they do the same thing that they normally do, but they peg it to the price of the Bitcoin because it's a Bitcoin conference. Well, then if Bitcoin doubles or triples in value in the amount of time,
nobody's going to want to pay that.
They're going to be like, whoa, this is really an expensive ticket now. Yeah. Don't you want to raise it? Well, lower it? Well, no. We want to make our prices in Bitcoin because we're about Bitcoin being a currency. Yeah, but it's really worth this in dollars.
You need to be about your customers and treating them how they expect.
Currently in the Bitcoin world in America, we all speak U.S. dollars, in the same way we speak English. English may not be a perfect language. It is the one, however, that I speak. And until we can evolve to Esperanto 2.0, I will speak English. And, with Bitcoins, I speak dollars. I like Bitcoins as a currency, mm-hmm. but you can't price things in Bitcoins at this point.
Yeah, unfortunately, pretty much everything that we deal with is priced in dollars. I mean, even to try to peg it to the price of silver would be a difficult thing to do. And silver doesn't fluctuate all that much, of course. Not nearly as much as Bitcoin does, but we still have to sort of price things in dollars because at the end of the day, we might trade in Bitcoin and silver at a place like Porkfest or within our own community here. But when we go to Market Basket or Pathmark or any number of other places, we're going to have to buy things with dollars, and we have to be able to rationally budget as a based on that.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the 10 ways you're making your life harder than it has to be. Now, I don't know if we'll have time to get through all 10 of these things, but I do enjoy myself a good top 10 list, self-improvement. Of course, Chris Cantwell is here with us, and he's all about self-improvement. This is a guy.
I think I'm going to end up bashing this article is probably what's going to happen. This is from Thought Catalog. I'm trying to remember if I hate Thought Catalog or not. I might.
Yeah, I can't say for
sure. I'm thinking Thoughts on Liberty. That's the thing that I hate, but I'm probably going to hate this article and say nasty things about it.
Yeah, I don't think I necessarily agree with all 10 of these, so we'll see as we go through here. And I just like a good top 10 list, so we'll hit that.
Dan's going to end up cutting my mic.
You can take control. Toll-free number, 855-450. You and I get along, Chris. Me and Mark did. We have the issues. Hour 3 is on the way here. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially
do not want you to
torrent
Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.